rest of the story. The man who holds the record for consecutive theatrical disasters on Broadway, possibly the Flopmeister. The following brief look at his career is a study in catastrophe. There was a show called Rainbow in 1928, set in the Wild West at the time of the Gold Rush. The Flopmeister, who had written the lyrics to the songs, almost fell over himself, fleeing the theater after the premiere. The next day, the critics told New Yorkers why. Long to the point of tedium, one of them wrote. Revise and recast, suggested another. But Rainbow was beyond redemption. It closed after only 29 performances. 1931, the Flopmeister had remustered his courage. He wrote three shows that year. Two of them, The Gang's All Here and East Wind, ran 23 performances. The third, called Free for All, barely made it to 15. Not weeks now, performances. As usual, the critics supplied the epitaphs before the Dearly had even departed. As painful as it was long, reported Brown of the Post. Fantastically confused, pronounced Parker of the New Yorker. Another reviewer declared, quote, my inability to enjoy almost anything in the show grew almost nightmarish. Which of the three shows is irrelevant? They were all received the same. As were the Flopmeister's musicals for years to come. Three Sisters managed to hang on for 6 weeks in 1934. Very Warm for May, that haunted the Alvin Theater for 7 weeks in 1939. It was 5 weeks before audiences sent Sunny River up the creek in 1941. And I've not yet even mentioned Ball at the Savoy, which ran no longer, or Gentleman Unafraid, which succumbed 2 weeks sooner. You see, the Flopmeister really was the unrivaled master of Broadway disaster. In a dozen frustrating years, he penned the lines to a dozen calamitous, quickly forgotten musicals. All of them in a row. And then he found himself 46 years old, with a big family to feed and a lot of explaining to do. Should he ever again even attempt to succeed on Broadway? Well, those of us who believe that the successful are those who get up when they fall down have further evidence in his experience, because he did try again, and in his new show, the chorus girls didn't even appear until 40 minutes in, and the first act had no plot whatever. The second act was mostly music from the first act. In other words, had the Flopmeister wanted to write a flop, he could not have broken more Broadway rules than he broke when he wrote this one. That was 50 years ago, 1943. But that was the year Broadway was reborn and changed forever by an unlikely little show written by the biggest failure on the street. For half a century, for half a hundred years, the world has been singing its music, reveling in the joy of Oklahoma. But you know its lyricist, who went on to craft incredible successes like Carousel, South Pacific, Sound of Music. You know the former Flopmeister as Oscar Hammerstein II. Only now, you know the rest of the story.